I want to get right to it with our good friend Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Courant, joining us here in Brian & Company. Mr. Gosselin, good morning.
Mr. Shackman, how are you today?
I am very, very well, other than, I have contacts, and now I have to wear my cheaters all the time. I got to get progressive contacts, because it's stupid to have contact lenses and still have to wear glasses. I just
hardly recommend them. I have, three pairs now, because I have to have a special pair to work on the computer and look at my notes, and so, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. It is getting old. It's the worst. I don't have a bone to pick with you, but I want to talk about this XL Center thing, because I'm curious. So there's a piece at Courant.com about how, the XL Center is going to lose its name, and that they're trying to find somebody, a company to replace it. And you get the information, you talk to them, and they say, yeah, we're having talks, but we can't give you any names. Yep. And I kind of understand that, because, until something's signed, what does it matter? But at the same time, do you believe them?
I think there are, because the Oakview Group, OVG, who runs the XL Center, they're big and they have a lot of contacts. So I do believe that there are people who, this is a very early stage though, that there are companies that are there, but early stage still. And what I understand, a few more have come forward since these stories have been written. So, I think they're there. I think they're there.
Okay, so say they're legitimate, and again, we're at Hartford, Connecticut. We're not in Chicago or Boston or whatever.
Right.
Say it's $500,000 a year.
Yep.
What's the value in that? And I don't know if I was talking with Matt Stroys, our producer. I can't remember who I was talking to about. Like, the XL wasn't even in enough places. Like, I don't know why the visibility could be so much better than it is. So I'm just curious. Where's the value in that $500,000 a year to put your name on this building?
Well, they were an insurer, and they do commercial insurance, and of course now owned by a much larger insurer, AXA. So just getting the name out there is important. Of course, the XL is also on the side of one of the buildings at the Constitution Plaza, so it's not like that they were totally invisible. They have been out there, and they've been out there.
But I feel like they could make it more valuable. Someone put something up in the air, or get the city to kick in a billboard by 84. I don't know. I just feel like the highway is one of the worst parts of the city, because it splits the city, but it also gets hundreds of thousands of eyeballs every day.
When you say a more visibility, you mean of the XL name?
Yes,
or the XL Center?
No, I mean that. I'm thinking of the company. If I owned a company and I was talking to them about putting my name on the building, mm-hmm. I want more to get more value out of that relationship. So I want more people to see it, not just people who walk into the building, right? That's mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm pointing out is that the XL name is in other places.
Right.
It's on the side of one of the tallest buildings on Constitution Plaza. So it is out there in other places, but yeah, sure, you could certainly have it in more places than just those.
All right, we're talking with Ken Gosselin, Hartford Courant. You can go to Courant.com to read all his stuff. I also wanted to touch on this. You've written on a bunch of different things recently, and one of them is commercial real estate, and I'm curious, and we can get into the Duncan Park thing too, but you talk about how there's the foreclosures looming, they're trying to figure out what to do. Like, how bad is the commercial real estate landscape, not just in Hartford, but just in general in Connecticut?
Yeah, it's troubling. It's really troubling, because there just aren't the leases, the big leases, and the brokers, the commercial brokers that I speak with on a fairly regular basis. You are seeing some leases, but they're small. You're not seeing the ones that are taking, large blocks of space. And when you have large commercial buildings like there are in downtown Hartford and New Haven to a certain extent, and then Stamford, that's a problem, because it's hard to fill them up. And so it definitely is a concern. And this remote work seems to be, for all intents and purposes, here to stay. So companies just don't need the space as much as they used to.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. There's only so many ways you can convert into apartments. And, there's a lot of just, I don't know. And I feel like, and again, you don't have to respond, but I feel like how we handled it will be a huge part of dictating the future of the city of Hartford.
I would definitely respond to that, and it has to be a major focus. And I know the mayor, I've spoken with him about this many times, and he is definitely focused on this issue, because yes, you do have to handle it the right way. Some of the buildings, say the Stilts building, which is one of the ones in the foreclosure process, has not been foreclosed on, but is in the foreclosure process. I've talked to that investor Shelbourne, and they say that one is just would be very difficult, if impossible, to convert to apartments, even part of it, just because of the way it's set up. And so it's definitely a problem.
I truly feel there needs to be, and it's obviously so complicated, but with the calls on UConn to increase enrollment for the way Hartford is, I don't know if there's a way, like, honestly, if they built a residential campus in Hartford for like a couple thousand students, I think it would transform everything. But I don't know if it's possible. But I mean, I truly feel, forget about a couple hundred students, and I love St. Joseph, and I understand their downtown. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a massive sort of century visionary project. But
well, you know, that I think that they have to see first. UConn, you know, now has a project on the books that is going forward on Pratt and Trumbull.
Yeah, it's just so small. It's just so small, though. I mean, I'm talking about like paths and walking a class type stuff. Like RPI place might have been good for. I don't even know if it's even feasible. I feel like that's what would work, but.
Well, you have to first, I think the thing to remember is you first have to see, okay, will this first one be successful before you start going all in on it? And it seems like there's demand for it. The students seem to want to be there, but until you see how it actually is in place, then maybe you go bigger from that.
Yeah, I mean, I would almost argue, and again, we're just shooting the breeze. I would almost argue the opposite, because like if you want to be one of 200 or you want to be part of something bigger, I think it's an easier sell to kids to be a part of something bigger. But hey, just real quick, was the deal for Duncan Park, which cost the city so much money and it really hurts the budget, and we love the Yard Goats. We're such good friends and partners with them. But I'm curious, for the city, what did they have a choice? Was it a bad deal?
I think it was I think they really, at the time, and that was before I was covering that issue, but from what I recall, they really wanted the team there.
Yeah.
So, you know, they had to ante up, which is what they did. And so it is, it was a large number, of course. It was a very large number. And so paying it off, that now they're obligated to pay off. The mayor says we will continue making the payments. But I think it's worth noting, which is why I did the story, is to just, you know, the stadium obviously brought a lot of visibility, brought a lot of people to the city, introduced the city to a lot of people who may not have gone there before. There is a cost to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's really what the survey is pointing out.
Yeah. I mean, for a cost benefit analysis, for me, it's worth it. But I mean, I understand. I totally get it. Hey, Ken, it's great to catch up. It's been a little bit, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
All right.
Have a good day.
Ken Gosselin from the Hartford Current. Go to current.com.